Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.
Good morning and welcome back to the South Florida Chamber Radio Show here at iHeartRadio. It's a beautiful Saturday, October 29th morning. And it's a ghoulish weekend. It's amazing how time has flown this year. But we are privileged to have on our show John Scorza with Hands Free Health. It's an amazing program that they've got. And we've got the host of the radio show, John Kroll. We roll with Kroll, Kroll Realty. And I am Rob Herget, founder and president of BoostURBusiness.com. Let's get going on this. John, tell us a little bit about Hands Free Health and what you all are doing.
Well, great. I appreciate that. Well, it's an amazing series of products that we have. We're number one in the medical alert alarm system, so that gives us a lot of credibility to be sure. I've been working in this area for a long time, and what's really kind of interesting is the kinds of problems that we face as a society that really our products can help people through that. Specifically, falling, a major fear, a major concern of people, and people that have fallen have had serious injuries both to their head and broken bones, and we can prevent some of that falling and alarming the people that need to be alarmed to get them to get there. And so that's really what we do. It's an alarm system for falling, hands-free. You don't have to push any buttons. If you're out in public, you'll see a lot of people with these pendants around their neck, but most of them require that the operator push a button. Well, you won't have that chance if you knock yourself out. I always reference this because our system is waterproof. Our pendant is waterproof. So if you're an individual living by yourself, and you're in your shower, bathroom, whatever, and you fall, you don't have to worry about pushing a button. We'll know it right away. We'll call you, no response, we're sending out emergency services. And I think of all our capabilities, that's the one that most people can relate to, because frankly, most of us have fallen.
Hey, John,
have gotten hurt. Yes, sir.
I want to share a very sad story with you, and it really hits home with what you all are doing. We had a friend of the family have a stroke about a week ago. He was home alone, his wife was out, and he collapsed, and he had a stroke, and it took a very long time for for anyone to find him, and he ended up passing away because he did not get the care that was necessary. This was just a week ago. So for those that are listening, these are the things that can happen when you're dealing with elderly family and friends. You really need to take a really good look at these products, because not only do they protect people, they save lives. And this is
absolutely
a classic example. He would have fallen. He wouldn't have had to do anything. And Hands Free Health would add the ambulance there in minutes rather than I think was a couple of hours.
Well, I'll share the second story because it's right across the street from me. I came home, this might have been 5 weeks or so ago, and I hear that proverbial, help me, help me. And I'm looking around, and my elderly neighbor, she's about 74 or so, was working in the garden, very safe environment, had fallen, landed on her hand so she couldn't even move her hands to dial anything, and hurt her knee at the same time. And she was out in that sun she was baking. Now, of course, she's got our product. But had she had our pendant on, we would have known right away, and we would have called her, no response. We would have dispatched emergency services. I always get asked this question on a side note, particularly, for example, in areas like West Palm Beach in Florida and Fort Lauderdale and major cities where you have high rises and high office buildings. Okay, the service gets to the lobby. Now what do they do? Well, our system is so sophisticated, we'll be very specific in telling the emergency services what floor that alarm went off on. So, and it, as you had already implied, it's the timing. Timing is critical when somebody gets hurt. Whether it's a broken bone, particularly head injuries, you've got to get there really, really quickly. And I think our automatic hands-free health services will do exactly that. So that's important, and you referenced it already, and I appreciate that.
Hey, John, the
whole thing is I can't always prevent people from falling, but I certainly get the help to them right away. Besides that, though, so it's just not a full mechanism. We have a device that monitors, measures, I guess, tracks, whatever word you want to use, their glucose readings, their blood pressure readings. That's all automatic. They don't have to do a darn thing. We also have, for elderly people that are somewhat limited to moving around, they're sitting in chair all day or laying in bed, we have a speaker system that is second to none. All they have to do is talk to it. Call the police, call my daughter, call my doctor, whatever that may be, and we will dispatch it accordingly. So there are three parts to this. You don't need all three, but one is specifically for falling and detecting that and trying to get that help as quickly as we can. The second one is monitoring glucose readings, blood pressure readings, letting them know that they have missed taking their medication, which, by the way, is a major, major concern of the medical profession, of people who do not follow the regimens that they are asked to do. And because of that, they wind up in the hospital. They wind up getting serious problems that go way beyond not just taking a medication, and we have them with that. Here's a statistic which just blew my mind. Over 50% of the people that are on some kind of medical regimen, medication regimen, don't comply with it. They just forget, or they just don't want to do it, or they're stubborn. Give me the words. It doesn't make a difference. And we will remind them automatically about that because that's critical. Without that compliance, we have a serious problem in the United States, and we try to get in front of that and help people avoid all of that that does happen. If you're an employer, for example, and you have people that are on medications and they're not taking them, you're going to get calls in that say, I can't come to work today, I don't feel good, I'm sick, and all of that. So even from a commercial standpoint, being compliant with your medications and taking them appropriately is a critical, critical piece of this puzzle. So it's fall detection, it's monitoring the blood readings, monitoring glucose readings, and then finally the compliance, which is significant.
Another thing about diabetes,
about 1 in 5 people in the United States don't even know they have diabetes. Well, obviously, I'm going to suggest you go to a doctor and get some testing done. Let's see if we can change that. But they just don't know. And our devices will help them identify what the problems are.
Hey, John, we got a little bit of time.
Right? Yeah, I talked quickly, but I did good.
Yeah, you can't even interrupt you, man. I should do a fire engine or something to get your attention. When you're on a roll, you're on a roll, man. Hey, we got a few seconds here, I guess, to finish up here. Let them know, too, how to get in touch with you. You also have an app, too, which is that you haven't talked about. But we're not going to go into that. We'll save that for the next session. So tell us how to get in touch with you, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. My name is John Scorza, and the direct number is 561-866-9952. Or if you want to go to our website, it's www.handsfreehealth.com. But either way, reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to share the many, many benefits and safety features that we have built into our system, making it the number one medical alert system in the United States. So I thank you very much.
Thanks, John. We appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great Halloween weekend.
I'm going to go get my costume right now. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hands-Free Health is the only medical alert system focused on independence and healthy living. Developed by a team of healthcare executives, the WellBe reminds you to take medications, attend and schedule doctor's appointments, answer health questions, play music, news, and audiobooks. With the Plus system, you get the stylish WellBe smartwatch and award-winning smart speaker. The WellBe Medical Alert Plus was named the top system by PC Magazine and CNET. Use promo code RADIO20 for $20 off plus free shipping. Be heard. Be healthy. Be empowered. Visit shop.handsfreehealth.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show here. We are at iHeartRadio in Palm Beach, and we're looking forward to speaking to our next guest, Dr. Winter. He has a great service to the medical field. You know, they got an array of things, but it's in neurology, correct, Dr. Winter, that you guys handle?
That is correct. It's Palm Beach Neurology, and we have a premier research institute. It is a subdivision of the neurologic practice.
So, you know, that's a big thing with Alzheimer's, too. I think that's one of the questions we're going to be asking you about, because that's a prevalent thing, and there's some other medical companies that are pushing it. They have other trial things that are going on. I guess with the, I think it's Eli Lilly is doing one, and I'm sure you have one as well from your outfit there. So tell us a little bit about the disease and how it affects people and how you should be concerned. And it's something that you can help prevent the effects of it if you can catch it early. Is that correct?
That is a very key issue. Yes, we have several different studies in place. But most importantly is you have to get the diagnosis correct. And the initial symptoms are primarily short-term memory loss. You forget what you did yesterday, or you forget words or names that you normally would remember. The key is we're able today to use biomarkers, very sophisticated tests. Most of these are a bit expensive, so they're done through the research. They're covered through our grants. You did mention Eli Lilly. They do have a medicine called donanemab under study, and they have other derivatives. We are recruiting now for something called the Lake study, which happens to be open label. But one of the key aspects of these studies, specifically this one, is the whole first part of the study is to determine properly if you actually have a problem with memory and if you actually have Alzheimer's disease. And if you do, then you have the ability, in this case it's open label, you would be given the treatment. The treatment donanemab, we've already have some preliminary data, and it's shown that it's reduced essentially the decline of cognition by a little over 30%.
Wow.
There's another one called lecanemab, which has shown 27 to 30% reduction as well against placebo. This is very, very exciting because now something called amyloid, there's something A-beta 42, a toxic amyloid protein, we can remove from the brain using these monoclonal antibodies. And this was a hypothesis. Many, many years ago, they weren't sure if it was true. But clearly the data is showing this hypothesis is correct. If we can remove this toxic protein, which we are doing with many of these different monoclonal antibodies, then we should see an improvement against placebo or less of a decline. And that's actually what we're able to show now. So patients can be hopeful in that, one, we have biomarkers, really good ones now, to prove they really have the illness. And then we do have medications. We do feel the FDA will approve some of them pretty soon. But they are available through research in various programs that we have and other research centers in the area as well.
It's just truly amazing what y'all are doing. This is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. And what you're doing is very near and dear to me. I lost my father 13 years ago from Alzheimer's and went through the struggles for years and years and years. And it's just a nasty disease that hopefully we can get solving. But with all the new advances going on in Alzheimer's, in your opinion, how close are we to actually being able to really treat it and, you know, solve that problem or solve it in a fairly substantial way?
Well, we've made a huge advances in the last several years. To your point, the key is to catch this disease early. And this illness, it takes about 15 to 22 years to ruminate before it actually starts to cause that short-term memory and cognitive problems with the patient. So the bottom line is we have biomarkers that can tell us biologically if you have or don't have the predisposition to develop Alzheimer's. We're using a study called the SKY study, where we're taking first-degree relatives, sons and daughters of people with Alzheimer's, we're testing to see if they have the biologic equivalent of this illness, and then we're treating them so that they will not develop the disorder with one of these monoclonals to remove amyloid. That is what the study is. In other words, to catch this illness as early as possible, possibly even before clinical symptoms are presenting. And obviously, we want to catch it as soon as clinical symptoms are presenting to treat. That's where we seem to be doing the best good, where we want to prevent. This is a horrible, horrible disease. I have lost a family member to this. To watch, you know, a smart, you know, incredibly brilliant person, a nice person, and, you know, loving family members, and then they don't remember their family members. And you see them deteriorate, their cognitive, their intellectual status. This is just horrible. It's heartbreaking.
And it's affecting everybody out there. We all know somebody that's, whether it's friends or family, that are going through this. My question to you, and what really surprises me, particularly in this day and age, is, you know, we all go to doctors and get our pre-screening for cancer, for this, that, and the other thing, but Alzheimer's is never brought up. I'm, you know, I just turned 59 years of age. I've never had a doctor visit where they ever asked me anything related to Alzheimer's, and I just wonder why that is.
Well, the problem is, at a center like ours, you will be, because we have the biomarkers, we have the research studies, we have the capability to do these sophisticated tests through research grants. They're very expensive. They're not easy to do, but they're getting easier. I do believe in the future it'll be there, because we can do a blood test now and get what they call an A-beta 42-40 ratio. We have a blood test, a biomarker for p-tau, which is also a marker for amyloid. We have three of those. We spinal taps we still do, but we're getting away from that. We're getting biomarkers that are blood tests. PET scan right now is really the gold standard, and they're expensive, but they're available now for amyloid and tau, the two key proteins that cause the disease to deteriorate and cause its presentation clinically. We can do all that now. But I think the reason you're not seeing it as much is we really don't have these products FDA approved. You come to a center like ours and you have opportunities for various treatment algorithms through research. That's not available to most clinicians, and it will be soon. I believe you'll start to see FDA medicines approved in the next year, definitely 2 years, that will be easier to use. There's already one, aducanumab. But it's difficult to use, and it really only can be used in a research center through a research study. But others are going to come out now, soon, that will be able to be used through general practices. We are studying medicines both IV, but sub-Q, tablets, subcutaneous. So all different routes of these meds will be administered, and they're all different kinds. And I could lecture for hours on this.
Yeah, we're going to have to, Doctor, I'm sorry, I'm the guy that has to cut you off there, but I'm going to visit your office on Tuesday. I have an appointment, so I might be one of your patients.
Look forward to your visit.
Yeah, I look forward to meet. Hopefully, I'll meet you there. I'll be able to meet you there. But again, tell everybody how to get in touch with you, your location, and I'll see you Tuesday.
It's very easy. Just call 561-851-9400. That's 561-851-9400. Or you can go to the website, Premier Research Institute. That's P-R-E-M-I-E-R with an E, Research Institute, and you can get a lot of information. We're in West Palm, very convenient to be right off 95 on 45th Street. We're right on the corner. And we have a lot of well-trained personnel who would be more than happy to help determine whether there's an issue or not, and then what to do next.
Thank you so much. We will have you next week, hopefully, and we'll cover some of the other topics, too, as well.
Thanks, Dr.
Bye,
Winter. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye now.
Are you or someone you know suffering from memory loss? Then enroll now with Premier Research Institute at Palm Beach Neurology. We have been researching Alzheimer's disease and memory loss for over 20 years, and we're looking to help those in the earliest stages of memory loss and forgetfulness. Right now, there is no cure, but with your help, we can get one step closer to finding one. For your free memory screen, visit PremierResearchInstitute.com. That's PremierResearchInstitute.com. Premier Research Institute. Tomorrow solutions today.
Good morning and welcome back to the Greater South Florida Radio Show here at iHeartRadio in Palm Beach. Beautiful Saturday morning, October 29th. Oh my gosh, only 2 months left of the year. I'm joined by the host of the radio show, John Kroll with Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, and this is Rob Herget, founder and president of BoostYourBusiness.com. And we are privileged and happy to have a trusty member on the show with us today. Always a great person to interview, John Menzur with Titan Funding. John, tell us a little bit about what's going on out there in the real estate field, what you all are doing, and kind of what makes you different than everybody else out there funding real estate propositions.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. And it's always a pleasure to be on the show. anyway, you know, we're a private lender, we're a bridge lender, and people call us when they need certainty of execution and they need to get either a refinance or an acquisition done quickly. Our typical turnaround time on a real estate loan is somewhere between 7 and 14 days, but if push comes to shove, we can actually close it in a couple.
Amazing.
So
what's new? What's new going in the market? What any interesting deals? You know, some of us might not have thought about when we think of bridge funding. Anything new going on out there?
As a matter of fact, there's been a tremendous seismic change in the last 30 days, because what we're finding is that as bank interest rates continue to go up, every time the Fed makes a move, our interest rate is, which is, first of all, it's interest only. And secondly, you know, we haven't made an interest rate move in the last several years. Now, that may change, but the reality is the delta between what it costs on a private bridge loan versus a commercial bank loan is getting smaller and smaller. And that the other thing is the requirements that banks have right now. It's becoming more and more difficult to jump through those hoops. So our phones have been ringing off the hook, and we've been more busy than ever.
Yeah, hi, John. This is John Kroll with Kroll Realty. Yeah, you don't use the index like a lot of regular mortgage brokers. So
That's correct.
I think you're driven by your investors and the amount that you can profit, you know, people that are investing. You have investors that are putting money in, and you're directing that money to them. But again, I do like your website too, because you got a YouTube information that you can ask, and I mean not ask, just watch it and see you in person, and then also the types of different funding. You kind of walk people through it, which is I like your site. It's really good. People out there, you need to visit TitanFunding.com and scroll through that if you want to check them out, because there's a lot of information on there.
Hey, John, from what I understand and talking to you previously, instead of all of the hoops that banks and traditional funders make you go through, yours is really based on the deal itself. Is that right? I mean, you're really looking at the opportunity of the deal and what that loan to value and who that that borrower is. It's not about all the hoops to go through. Is that a pretty good assessment?
Yeah, that's a very good assessment. At the end of the day, it's really about the real estate more so than the credit. Look, we want to do business with good people, but the reality is it's the real estate that drives the decision. It's not the credit score. It's not the income, et cetera, by the sponsor. Mm. So, which makes the process significantly easier than going through a bank.
Yeah, you don't accept personally. It's you have to have an LLC or corporation set up. There's reasons for that too.
Yeah, it depends, John. I mean, our typical transaction would be with an LLC, but there are times when we actually do lend directly to an individual rather than an entity. But our preference is to lend to an LLC. That is true.
Yeah, because you have to go through hoops to get to the asset if they. Party doesn't fulfill their end of the deal.
And what is your typical loan to value on a typical deal out there?
Sure, we'll go as high as 70% loan to cost or loan to value. In terms of loan to cost, if it's a ground up construction, and we do a fair amount of ground up construction, you know, we can stretch that oftentimes up to 80%, because as they're building, they're actually building value. So the difference between what we're putting out and the construction that's going vertical, it continues to grow. So
that's a good question.
We will
too.
Give them the benefit.
Yeah, I agree. And people don't realize, and you got to, you know, you can get a deal with this 30% down into the deal, 70% held by the, you know, the loan to value, what we were talking about. And also you can do cost to rehab too. So you can blend this all in. So obviously, a project that you have that you're doing a flip or something, you can blend it all into the whole loan, because obviously that's adding value, like John just had mentioned. It's adding value to the asset. So that's
a great point.
That is something that people really need to know, because That makes a difference, yeah. If you're a person that wants to turn a property over in 6 months or so, that's a great way to go because you're off your OPM. You're using other people's money. You're paying interest on it, but that makes a lot of freedom for the person that's investing.
Well,
we actually oftentimes provide 100% of the renovation dollars. So
that's great.
You know,
yeah.
the initial acquisition may only be 70% of the acquisition cost, mm-hmm. but we're oftentimes 100% of the renovation cost. And at the end of the day, debt is going to be cheaper than equity. So for a borrower
correct.
Coming in,
correct.
They can retain more, they can make more, and you know, it works out. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it is. I do hear that music coming on over the channel, so we're going to have to wrap this up, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I probably will be talking to you because I know a lot of guys that are coming into town are looking to invest over on the West Coast with what happened in the storm. So I'm sure you're probably busy with that too. So just tell everybody how to get in contact with you, your website and that, John, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sure. They can call us directly at 855-731-1600 or go onto the website, titanfunding.com, fill out a request for information, and we'll get a hold of you.
Thanks so much, John. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You always give good information. And, hey, everybody check his website out. It's a really nice website.
Have a fabulous holiday
weekend,
and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas. Bye now.
Tired of the volatility in the stock market, looking for consistent yield? Titan Funding is extending its 7.5% monthly electronic payouts that are backed by first lien mortgage notes. You will receive steady 7.5% monthly payments and total returns targeted at 15%. All loans are secured by real estate. Visit TitanFunding.com to learn more about our high yield investment opportunities. That's TitanFunding.com. All investments involve risk. Past performance of fund is not an indication of future performance. Accordingly, the fund does not make any guarantee or other promise as to any results of the funds that may be obtained from this or any corresponding.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am in studio with Rob Herget with Boost UR Business. Great person to talk to if you want to increase your exposure on the web. And he has some really cool tools that he has. I haven't seen any other person out there that has tools that he has that will drive business to your website. And so, Rob, I'm not going to go into it because I'll probably fumble and bumble. You tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, I appreciate it, John. Again, this is Rob Herget. I am the founder and president of Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. Our number is 305-479-7311. And we have created some really, really cool and powerful technology along with our proprietary strategies really to help boost your business. And I've been doing marketing for 40 years now. It's a little scary. I just turned 40 years in business actually last week. So, but the reason I started Boost Your Business was I've come across so many clients that have really not gotten the results in marketing that they were looking for. Either they're charged way too much money, marketing turned into an expense rather than an investment, which is what it should be. And so I created Boost Your Business really to help businesses take their business to the next level. And one of the things that we did to do that is I created the 5 core marketing strategy. And the first core is reputation. Reputation is one of your biggest assets. Your online reviews, what people think of you, whether online, offline, building your reviews. There are businesses out there that are getting reviews on a somewhat consistent basis. But if you're not getting it every day, every week, every month, you really are missing an opportunity out there. But another area is managing that reputation, not just having people send you reviews, but responding to those. And we've really developed a science in doing that because you can turn a 1-star review into a 5-star experience just in the way you manage it. But the last piece of it is marketing. You know, we don't make money by building and by managing. You make money by marketing. And businesses really need to do a much better job of marketing their reputation. It's one area that we highly focus on. We do all three, but marketing is where you make the money. And then the second core is social media. I think most businesses and most of us know that we really need to get content out there. But it's not about puking to your followers. Hey, look at us. Look how great we are. Look what we did. It's about engagement. So showing what the business is all about is part of it, but it's actually a small part. It's really bringing things in like humor and trivia and things that are engaging with your followers and getting them responding to your social media. And then we have a technology called Social Offers that is incredibly powerful. It's actually, we can send a post out there. Somebody clicks on an article. It's on another website, let's say Forbes. All of a sudden, a little pop-up at the bottom of Forbes magazine pops up, and it's an offer from your business, whether it's to call or, you know, do business, buy something, whatever it may be. And then branding is big as well. So we, again, focus on social media. And the third core is paid traffic. It's really difficult to grow your business organically these days, and you really need to get your name out there. One statistic a lot of people are not aware of is 96% of the people who come to your website, you won't know we're there. They won't leave their information. They won't call you. They won't buy anything. They will come on there. They'll spend 30 seconds, a minute, and they are gone. And if you don't get them back, you've lost 96% of your traffic. So one of the things that we really focus on is retargeting. It's kind of like what Amazon does. You go to Amazon, you look at a TV, you don't buy it, and for the next month, you see an advertisement for that TV all over the internet. We can do the same thing for your business, and it's amazingly affordable. But we can get those people back to your website, turn them into customers. We have a technology nobody has in the small business world. It's called time-lapse. Let's say you are we have a client that sells sports apparel. Literally has contracts with all the major leagues in college. We can put in a stadium. Let's say they want to advertise to Alabama fans to sell sweatshirts, hats, or whatever. We can put the address to their stadium, to their school in our technology, and we can get their ad in front of every single person that's been in that address and within a certain space of that address in the last 12 months. Think of the power of that in any business, restaurants being able to target their competition. It's truly amazing. And then other areas as well. And then the fourth core is really automations and funnels and automations. We can build funnels for any type of business. Funnels is really where marketing is these days online, is taking people through a journey, having them make one decision at a time and getting them to be a buyer and then turning them into a loyal buyer. And automations, if you're not automating, you know, 80 to 90% of your business, you're losing a huge amount of profitability and you're losing a huge opportunity out there. We do automated webinars where we take your experience and what you're selling or what you're providing, turn it into a webinar, but then turn it into an automated webinar where it's marketing for you 24/7. Hugely powerful. It looks like a real webinar. It acts like a real webinar. You see hundreds of people in that webinar asking questions, but this is something we do once, we perfect it, and we just get it out there and market to everybody 24/7. So there's a lot of areas where you can automate your business, including chatbots and so on. And then the fifth core is what I call media. Obviously, we're on the radio. We're talking about business on the radio. But, you know, it starts with websites. We're now doing what's called funnel hubs, where it's a whole different animal. But one of the areas that every business should look at is a mobile app. If you're a business and you, particularly if you deal with consumers, if you don't have a mobile app, you are probably missing one of the biggest opportunities to engage with your customers and potential customers. It's incredibly affordable. In fact, ours is incredibly inexpensive. We've done well over 4,000 mobile apps, and it is the least expensive, most effective way to engage with your customers. The last piece of the puzzle, and what I'm so excited about, is we are developing our own television network. We are bringing streaming TV, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire to the small business world. And on another interview, we can talk about what we're doing with that. Huge strides. So that's the five core marketing strategy. We're here to help you. I'd love to talk to you. Again, it's Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. Our number is 305-479-7311.
Yeah, give Rob a call. He'll help you boost your business. So thanks for taking the time. I'm in studio with him today, and we will be carrying the show on.
I appreciate it, John. Yeah. You have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
This is Rob Herget from boosturbusiness.com. It's boosturbusiness.com. We'd love to work with you. We're a full-scale digital marketing agency, and we want to give everybody that calls in and sets up a meeting with us on our website a free gift. We have something called the Authority Pop, and the Authority Pop live streams your five-star reputation to every single person that comes to your website. It builds authority for you, and it increases your conversions by as much as 250%. BoostYourBusiness.com. Good morning and welcome back to the South Florida Chamber Radio Show here at iHeartRadio. The beautiful Saturday, October 29th, a ghoulish weekend. I've got here on the show, I've got John Kroll with Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, president of the Chamber. I am Rob Herget, founder and president of Boost Your Business. And we are privileged to have James Coyne, a public adjuster on the show. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what's really happening after this major storm that we've got, that we had a few weeks ago. And I'm sure you've been extremely busy.
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of madness. And thank you guys for having me. Pretty much we've got damage to almost every house and building from, I'd say, Naples to North Venice on the West Coast and all the way up through Orlando and over to the East Coast and New Smyrna. Tons of flooding all over the place and very, very strong winds that we haven't seen since Hurricane Irma in 2017 and Hurricane Andrew in the 90s. So definitely a lot of damage, and we're doing the best to help everyone we can.
Yeah. Hi, this is John Kroll with Kroll Realty. Hey, James. So when you said New Smyrna, though, that's on the East Coast. So it went all the way across and made some havoc all across the state. Then you're running around all over the place.
Yeah, it definitely did go all the way across the state. I'd say a lot more flooding on the central Florida and eastern side of Florida, but we're focusing right now mostly on the West Coast with all of the wind. Sure. And flooding combined is where, you know, pretty much I'd say ground zero where everything hit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely some very widespread damage across the whole state.
Yeah, real quick, we can do some fact check for DeSantis. So those when he had that debate, those bridges were put up in the time frame that he said, correct?
Yeah, the Sanibel Bridge is back open, and I would say that, man, they did such an amazing job getting everything prepared and supplies for people out, gas and food, and they did a great job.
That's important.
Yeah. James, this is Rob again. Tell everybody that's listening, what is it that you do? I mean, everybody that's dealing with claims, they're dealing with their insurance companies. They really need somebody that's working for them on their behalf. Tell us specifically what you all are doing, how you're helping them, what you can do, and even those that dealt with insurance companies and maybe didn't get the results they were looking for, what can you do with those people as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the main thing that we do is we represent the homeowner or the commercial business owner with their insurance claim. So we are representing them when they file an insurance claim. Every insurance company is sending out an adjuster that is representing the insurance company. And what happens is there's, say, 100,000 claims from the storm, and there's only so many adjusters from each insurance company. These guys are running around like crazy doing 5, 10, 15 claims a day, every day, and they just don't have the amount of time to put into each individual claim. So what we do is we represent the homeowner, we create our own professional estimate, and we go through all the list of damage that happened to the home. Roof, gutters, you know, all the interior water damage, and we put it together in a professional estimate that gives the correct estimate and amount of damage. It's not a low ball or a, you know, a quick number that's put together in a report, because they've got 50 other reports to go to. So our interest aligns with the homeowner, that we are trying to maximize the insurance claim for the homeowner so that they can get the money they need to get the repairs completed. And this is just a huge thing that we use, and the negotiation is having the estimate in the same software the insurance companies use, because we are licensed by the state to negotiate on their behalf. And it just makes a world of difference.
And can you help those that have already filed claims without your help, and perhaps even got a little bit of money coming in? Can you still help those people maximize what they're entitled to?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a few ways that we do it. I would say the best way is, you know, call us, All Points Claim Advisors, first. Before you file a claim, we can file the claim for you, and we can make sure that everything is documented correctly in the initial claims opening process. And then we're there for the initial inspection with the adjuster, and we can kind of point out everything that's going on and make sure that they do a full report and nothing is, you know, missing when they send their reports back to the insurance company. And then the second way is, homeowners that have already called their insurance company, they've already opened an insurance claim, they had the adjuster out, the adjuster comes, he put together his report, and they make a payment to the insurance company, or they say, oh, it's below your deductible. At that point, the homeowner can call me and say, hey, I got a payment, and I don't know what it's for. I don't feel like it's enough. I can do a full inspection, review their policy, do an inspection on the home, and get a professional estimate created to show them, hey, this was not enough, and we can supplement the amount of money that you got with a secondary payment. And that's very, very typical. Especially after storms, people are calling in claims almost immediately to their insurance company. And we run across a lot of supplements after storms.
Yeah. So this is John Kroll again. So let's just say if somebody took a check from the insurance and they have reservations, can they still go back and file, you know, with the insurance company stating that, you know, we don't feel that we got enough on this? Or once they accept that check, they're not done, though, right? They can still go back.
Correct. Yeah, there's. I'd say that's a big misunderstanding that almost everyone feels like, if they receive money from their insurance company and then they cash the check, that they're acknowledging full and final settlement on the claim, which is just not the case. Pretty typically, the initial check that's being sent out is, we call it the undisputed amount. That's the amount that the homeowner's not disputing that they need, and it's also the amount that the insurance company is not disputing that the homeowner needs.
Okay.
There may be things that they have not included and that need to be included as a supplement, but this is an initial payment. They say, okay, your roof is definitely needs to be replaced. Here's $10,000 to fix your roof. And then, you know, nobody's disputing that, but there are ways that we can go back and get more money on the back end.
Yeah, that's important for the public to know that, because we've been through claims and fighting with the insurance and so forth. We had an adjuster to help us out. But again, we have to wrap it up here. We got the music in the background. James, tell everybody how to get in touch with you, and give James a call at All Claims. What do we got? All Claims Adjusters, right? Is that correct?
All Points Claim Advisors.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
And you can
go ahead.
You can reach me at my phone number, 321-501-6718. Or you can go to our website at www.propertydamagenow.com.
Great. Yeah, because obviously when you're on your page, you click that, it takes you to the property damage site as well. So, again, thanks, yep. James. We appreciate it. I'm sorry I fumbled and bumbled your name with the business, but it was good talking with you and good information. But we'll have you on again next week.
James, thanks for helping out the community and what you all are doing to make an impact. It's sorely needed.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me, and look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, sir.
If you're filing a claim, don't hire a public adjusting firm that works for the insurance company. Hire an advocate for you. At All Points Claim Advisors, we're advocates for policyholders first. We've got experience in claims management, processing, negotiating, appraisal, and more, with experience working with all types of Florida claims and carriers. Get a free policy review and home inspection from All Points at PropertyDamageNow.com. PropertyDamageNow.com. All Points Claim Advisors, where your claim is the point.
Good morning and welcome back to the Greater South Florida Radio Show here at iHeartRadio on this beautiful Saturday, October 29th morning. We're at the end of the month, 2 months left in the year. It's amazing. This is Rob Herget, founder and president of BoostYourBusiness.com, and I am here in the studio with John Kroll, president of the Greater South Florida Chamber and president of Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll. And I've got the privilege and pleasure today to interview John and find out a little bit about what's going in the real estate area and what's happening with the interest rates and markets these days. So, John, welcome to the show again, and tell us a little bit about what's happening in the marketplace and where you see things going.
Hey, thanks, Rob. It's a fun business. It's like a roller coaster ride sometimes.
Especially, like an E-ride at Disney.
Yeah, right. And then we have to try to be the mentor, the counselor, the whole spiel on it, you know. And, you know, with the rates going the way they're at, you know, obviously everybody knows that. They're adjusting up. And but there's some new programs that are coming out. I know there was a lender, I won't name lenders and stuff, but there's some programs out there. I do use Nick with Fidelity, but they do have buy down programs that people can, you know, strategize how they want to handle the interest rate and the economy. Play in the market. You can buy down your rate and then have it adjust over a period of time. So hopefully at that time adjustments, the rates will come down, and they're based off of what the current rates are. So even if they do go up, they're pretty much locked within that period. But it's a neat program. And again, I tell customers that I'm working with is, you know, don't worry about it. It's like insurance too as well. You know, you can get a high insurance policy and you can get it readjusted on there, and they get your premium back. As well with a mortgage, you can, you know, refinance your mortgage and blend the cost into the mortgage balance amount and adjust your rate down if you feel that that's something you need to do at that time. People's incomes change. You know, you can write your interest off. So you might be paying a little bit more interest, but you're saving some dollars from Uncle Sam. You got to talk to your accountant. Your accountant's going to help be a big asset for you to make those decisions. A lot of people don't do that.
Where do you see interest rates going in the next few months?
I knew you were
going to
ask me that question.
I know. Got to put you on the spot here.
Well, I predicted they're going to be in the teens. You know, I mean, you know, they're going to be double digits, not the teens, but, you know, I think they're going to be pushing up. You know, it all depends on what goes on. You know, government drives all this stuff, you know, and hopefully the right people are in office that are going to make good decisions for the American people. It doesn't matter which party you're on. You know, that's a big concern. So that does drive our interest rates and our economy. So, you know, as the index is going, it seems like rates are going to be going up. You know, we always hope for the best. I started in this business at 19-20% interest rates. So, you know, figure that. You know, they've come down over the years.
And you've been paying your house off over 62 years at that interest rate.
Yeah, right. I didn't own a house then.
So tell us what's going on in the market here in South Florida. What's the real estate market look like?
Well, the residential is still, you know, hot. In my opinion, you know, the inventory is not there's a little bit more inventory, but it's not crazy like, you know, the first of the year where you had to line up in line to get to an open house, or realtors wouldn't do a showing. They would wait a week, put it on the market coming soon, and then open it up for an open house and have like a line of people trying to get through the house, and then they get in a bidding war. You know, and also the deals, you know, that are written. A lot of times we're excluding the appraised value, so people had to make up the difference on homes that are not appraising for the high sales price. So that's another thing too. I also tell people too as well, you know, if you buy at a lower sales price, you're saving on that end. Because your interest rate, you don't pay, interest is always 5 years on interest and it starts hitting principal. So, you know, if you can cut a better deal on the sales price, you might, even if you're paying a high interest rate, that might be a better thing for you to consider and think about. You know, I've seen people pay, you know, 10%, 15% over the sales price. When you're talking in the $400,000 to $500,000 range, that's a lot of money.
But it's a little scary considering that prices for homes are, I don't want to say all-time high, but if they're not, it's got to be in the same zip code as all-time highs.
Yeah.
And now we're paying higher interest rates. If something does happen in the marketplace, it's kind of a scary situation too.
Yeah, that's a good point there because, I hate to see people, you know, buying these houses at a high price and then all of a sudden everything levels off in 4 or 5 years down the road and somebody makes a decision and change in their job, relocates them, and then they go, oh, John, what's the house worth? Oh, well, you know, it's not the number that I bought it for 5 years ago. So that is a good point, you know. So the best thing I tell people is the real estate's a great investment. No coming, going up, going down. It's still an asset. You hold, you know, you got equity in it. It helps you with all kinds of things, buying stuff. You know, you can pull an equity line of credit off of it. There's just a lot of benefits of it, and it's your home.
Renting back in the day when the markets went way up, renting used to be a really good deal. Renting is no longer a good deal. Rentals are ridiculously expensive.
Think renting was ever a good deal. I don't even care if their interest rates were more. You can't write off interest. I mean, you can't write off your rent. So if you're paying $1,500, $2,000, that's out the window. If you're paying a high interest rate, that interest rate, you're writing that off. You know, you're offsetting you got to evaluate that.
Yeah.
That's why you have to have another, you know, your accountant or somebody that's an advisor that's going to, you know, break it down for you. That's what I do a lot of times with people.
Well, for short term, there was a point that it could make sense to do rentals.
No, I'm talking as a realtor. I don't, you know, renting is important because I deal with investors on commercial real estate. So, you know, renting is important. And it's a way to, you know, develop yourself when you're first starting out. It's probably a better thing to keep yourself on payment-wise and getting stuff because that's credit-driven. You know, that's a fact that you're paying your stuff on time. It's going to affect your credit and stuff. So, yeah, it's a good way to start for people starting out.
But it's gotten really expensive. I know I hear the music coming on. Hey, for those that are listening, John has been in the real estate field for years and years and years. He looks great for 92 years of age, but I'm telling you, if you're a buyer, you're a seller, you're an investor, you really need to give John Kroll a call. Find out how he can help you and get yourself into the marketplace. John, with the next 30 seconds, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, your website, your number, and so forth.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. My phone number, my cell number is 954-410-2301. Our website is www.krollrealty.com. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
We roll with Kroll. Thanks, John, for the time. Have a fantastic weekend, and we are done with the show. Happy Saturday, everybody.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.